Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Bah! Back again, whether you like it or not, the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a steamy Monday afternoon. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Well, Spike, it's Monday. I'm feeling pretty good. Fightings, end of the weekend, strong. Happy to see that. Top 11 is finally over. I mean, listen, that was a tough week to get through last week as far as trying to figure out who are the top 11 athletes in this city. It's not
easy. We came
up
with the answer.
It's not easy.
Yep.
It's not easy, but we made it through. Happy to see you again. Brother, what's your name in there again?
Jack.
Yep.
Hi. Jackie Baseball. Yes. Yes. We're in first place now. How you feeling?
Good. The book's here.
Holla at your boy.
The book's here. The Phils are in first place for a long time.
Oh, the book's
Look
here.
Look at this. All these words I didn't write any of.
I didn't know the book was here.
We're gonna show everyone on YouTube. Yeah. Show them so they can see it. Now, what I didn't tell Jack is there is a misspelling on the back cover.
Oh,
there's not
God.
A misspelling on the back cover. Now I'm going to look at it over and over again.
You would never know.
Nah, I can't read.
Yeah. You wouldn't know. What are we talking
about?
God. There it is. Ringthebellbook.com. Ringthebellbook.com.
Extending awesome. The pre-orders by 1 week, by the way.
Well, it's not a pre-order anymore.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Week.
Well, it's not a pre-order. The books are in. It's just an order now.
Yeah, but you still get the pre-order deals savings.
So the free shipping
The free shipping and autograph by iCrease and all that. Yeah.
All right. Ringthebellbook.com. It's going to be a big show. It's always a big show. You know, yes. We have to start to preview the draft on Wednesday night as the Sixers pick number 3. We have an emergency Flyers and 50 coming up at 3:30.
Big trade, apparently.
As the Flyers traded the 45th pick in the draft for Lars Fogarkinskakken from the Sharks or the Ducks.
The Ducks. Okay. Get it right. So little Morgenstein was trying to tell us all about it. We said, shut up, idiot.
Yeah.
We're getting bros on.
Get out of here, little guy. But we do have to start with the Phils. What a impressive series win over the New York Mets. Like, that was not – that. I think that was a 2 out of 3 that you can feel really good about. Those two wins you can feel good about. Even the loss was Mick Abel blowing up. But I thought, like, overall, that was a series where the Philadelphia Phillies put their best foot forward against a team that they have failed against recently. And it's sort of weird. Like, every time I want to get excited about the Phillies, people keep bringing up the fact that they failed, like, last year and they haven't gotten it done yet. But like, the previous years do not matter in the way that everyone is bringing them up. Like, let yourself be excited for a team that has what, the most wins or the second most wins in the National League, who are doing this without their best player. We're letting previous failures cloud our judgment and cloud our excitement about this particular Phillies team. They have a dominant starting rotation. They've got the best record in the National League. And we keep saying we're getting worse in the playoffs. I keep hearing that. Well, we keep going backwards. Well, what if I tell you 2022 was a mirage anyway? Like, it was a lucky run. And last year was a bad series, but it was one series. This team, I know they're not as stacked as the Dodgers. I get it. 100% I get it. They're not as stacked as the Dodgers. This team can win the World Series. And the previous years do not matter. The failure against the Mets does not matter. The loss against the Diamondbacks does not matter. What matters is that this team is good enough, and we should be able to get excited about this without whining about what happened last year.
You say whining about what happened last year, and I say not forgetting about what happened last year. So whether we are complaining about it or not, it hasn't been erased. It hasn't been erased. The fact that they've taken a step backwards each year, you can conveniently leave out 22 or sort of frame it as it was a season, it wasn't supposed to happen, lightning in a bottle. I get that. That's coping is what that is. If I look at the totality of the last 3 to 4 years, even 3 to 5 years, of the Phillies, starting with what looked like what we've been sold as a playoff contending team in 20 and 21, ultimately led to Girardi being fired because of those failed expectations. Meeting those expectations got Girardi fired. And then they miraculously make the run they made in 2022. So now we feel like Topper is the guy. We've added guys since then. We've added Trey Turner since then. Right? Young guys have stepped up since then. You've told me how much better this team is since then.
I think they are.
So if I take all of that into consideration, then my expectations for the team hasn't waned. It hasn't dissipated. It's increased. Because part of the team is getting older, and you also have that young talent that was a surprise a year or two ago, now blossoming into key components of what could be a playoff or title contending team. We need those guys to meet expectations. More importantly, we need those guys to capitalize on this year. We've been hanging in with this baseball team for 3 or 4 years. We've been hanging in there with them, right? We've been hanging in there with them. If you're asking me to lower my expectations as far as winning a title, or whether or not I'm holding last year's failures or previous year's failures from me believing that it's going to get done, I can't eliminate that. I don't have the ability to compartmentalize that as a fan. I really don't. To me, it all comes in together. I got past experience trauma from what has happened and disappointments. And I look at the team and I say, man, you're trying to give me hope. Well, if you want me to buy all the way in, I'm not a half guy. I'm not going to buy halfway in. If you want me to buy all the way in, then I expect you to go out there and win. And yes, part of that is what has happened in the past. Part of that shapes how I feel right now.
Well, I would look at the past and say they've done nothing but gotten better about what they have done poorly in the past. Like if you want to bring up the Mets series, and that team was felt like the Phillies last year sort of felt like a dead team, a DOA team, when they got to the playoffs last year, to be quite honest with you, after the last 2-3 months of the season.
But if everybody felt that. You may have been right in feeling that.
Sure.
Doesn't mean that was the prevailing feeling surrounding the team.
If people want to bring up past failures, I'll also bring up that they've gotten better every year. Like, they were better in 23 than they were in 22.
They didn't progress in the postseason.
They didn't, but like
getting
sometimes
better
that
in the
just
regular
happens.
Season. But here's the thing, though, Spike. Yeah. Getting better in the regular season does nothing for us, except gets us excited about the regular season. And as long as I've been here, and I've been a part of some great regular seasons. I've been a part of 5 straight division titles. Like, I've been a part of that. Postseason outweighs that. What you do in the postseason outweighs that. At some point, you go from being the cute story and the little engine that could in the regular season to we want you to meet expectations in the postseason, because coming up short during that time, it weighs more to us. It weighs more than a regular season. I'm sorry, it does. We think about this. We are, and listen, it's a credit to the sustainability of these teams in this city, primarily the Eagles, who delivered 2 titles in the last 7 years.
People forget that.
Throw Villanova in there, who also won 2 titles.
Easy.
But my point is that we're no longer a city of everybody hates us, nobody expects much from us, so when we actually do something well, we should celebrate those guys. 93 Phillies. 2004 Eagles. Like, I'm a part of that. When we celebrate the guy who almost got it done. We're done with that. We're past that. It's title or bust in this city.
But that's fine.
I need title or bust.
But we just keep, during the season, we just keep moving the goal line back, right? Like, mm-hmm. at first, it's, well, they can't beat any good teams, and then they beat good teams. Then they can't, their lineup can't perform without Bryce, and then it performs without Bryce.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, we can't beat the Mets, and then they beat the hell out of the Mets 2 out of 3 games and send them home packing. It's like, this team has lived, Lizardo falls apart, and we're like, oh, well, there it is. He's not good anymore. And he puts in a performance like he does yesterday. It's like, oh, well, Nola's hurt. They just keep matching everything that people say they can't do.
And until October.
Well, but that's fine. But they can only do what they're doing now. And yes, they failed last October, but it has nothing to do with this team. Like, I don't think last year.
A lot of the
players
are still here.
Yes.
The manager is still here.
They lost. They lost a series. They did. They lost a baseball series last year.
No, what they did.
It is one series.
Here's what they did. Spike. Here's
what
they did.
It was one series.
No, I'm not going to let you do that. Here's what they did. They crumbled away a fast start to a season, best record in baseball, mediocre baseball in the second half, nothing being done at the trade deadline, and shot a water pistol poof, in the postseason. That's what they did.
And
they didn't just lose one series. They crumbled. They went from being 5 guys on the All-Star team, most in their team history, right, last year, on the All-Star team, best record in baseball, to crumbling down the stretch.
And then they answered this year by addressing, by the players that are on the team, addressing things that they did wrong.
Yeah.
The manager addressed things that he did wrong, and they have answered by not crumbling the next year, not by giving it away, not by saying we can't do it, by doing it again. And doing it better.
But they got to do it in the postseason. We're not going to buy it. And I'm rooting for the team. I remember I'm in with you. I'm rooting, but I can't be like, well, you know what? Forget about what they did in the past. This is all about this team, and we're all on board. And I can't do that. I can't do that as a fan. And so ultimately, I'm sitting here waiting for the postseason to get here. I can do both. I can enjoy what they're doing now in the regular season. I can do the ride and the roller coaster up and down. But you know, like I know, when September and October gets around here, it's all that matters now for this baseball team. They're no longer the nice story, come out of nowhere. Expectations are here. And I can't forget about the failures that have happened in the past. I can't forget about those things. I can put them to the back of my brain. I can put them back there. And enjoy the team, try to enjoy the team. But ultimately, when I'm thinking about the big picture, I'm saying to myself, well, hell, they looked good last year around this time of the year. They looked good last year. You don't even have Bryce Harper. You don't even have Aaron Nola. Are you telling me Aaron Nola's coming back stronger? Are you telling me Bryce Harper's going to come back and turn into Bryce Harper? Like, I don't know these things. Yeah, they took 2 out of 3 of the Mets. The Mets had also lost 7 straight games
But that's what we're saying today. It's not what we were saying on Friday.
Exactly.
It's not what we were saying on Friday.
I'm happy with the series win. But no way in hell did we say. See, here's the difference. Sometimes, yes, it's a double standard. Meaning that losing a series is going to outweigh you winning a series. So, yes, you lose a series to the Mets. Yes, we have a more passionate feeling in a negative way today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Than we do with you winning this series versus the Mets, and we're more or less relieved and content versus, oh, we're on our way.
I think we should be excited. We're not on relieved. Our way. 215.
I ain't feeling that just yet.
215.
Not yet.
215-592-9494. Are we like letting the past cloud our ability to get excited about today? Jack, are you? Well, I don't even know about you anymore.
What does that mean?
Well, where are you? I can't tell where you are with the Phillies.
Yeah, because you know. Sometimes I gotta just be who I am.
Okay.
Right? You know, that's all people ask for from our radio hosts. And I gotta be honest, man, like they are almost in a no-win situation. They are in a no-win situation because the scar tissue of the past failures in the postseason do still weigh heavily.
We act like we've been failing for 10 years and they weren't in the World Series 2 years ago.
Well, they had been failing for 10 years.
Well, I'm talking about four seasons ago.
But I'm talking about this particular
version
of the Phillies.
Yeah, but again, it's I hear what Ike's saying though. Like I'm very excited. I think we can actually do both. But we've seen them be a great regular season team. Like we've
one
seen
one time.
But they had
one
moments.
Time.
They had moments in 23.
But they were great.
But they were. Dude,
but they were
I know
not
you,
great
dude,
in
August,
23.
August of 23 is still the best.
That's 1 month. They were not great in 23.
That was the Trey Turner month, man. They were awesome.
August 4th, did you forget that?
That was the Trey Turner month.
Hold on. We are acting like this team has been a really good team every year for the last decade. They've had one good regular season team over the last
year. But last year they weren't even, they severely cooled off at the second half of the year.
They did.
Yeah.
But it's 1 year.
So like, but we can count what happened 23 on in August on where it looked like they found it and figured it out and then they were on all the momentum heading to the postseason and then they choked. Like it just matters more. I can't give them a clean slate right now.
I give them a clean slate. I'm totally happy and I'm gonna be totally happy riding in October. 215-592-9494. We do have a next question today, which is based on the awful heat that is outside, the 99 or 100 degree heat. I actually, the older I get, the less I mind the heat. I actually don't like the cold anymore.
The worse it gets.
It doesn't bother me any, but Jack said it's the worst.
Yeah,
so for next question today, the question just very simply is, what's the worst? Jack, do you have another what's the worst aside from the heat?
Yeah, well, simply put, Pete Alonso.
Oh, you know, Soto bothered me more than Alonso.
No, dude, it's always Alonso. Always Alonso.
For me, it was Soto. I was like, enough with the laughing. Oh, it's just funny that you didn't hit a home run. Like,
and then Lizardo went 98 past him.
Right past
dude,
him.
Dude, when Lizardo went up and in on Soto, I started feeling something.
Yeah.
I was like, I kind of moved a little
felt
bit.
Felt a move?
Yeah, it moved.
Did you feel anything Saturday?
Well, I'm kidding you not. When Alvarez hit the home run, I was seeing red. He was walking down the third baseline, basically.
Yeah.
And then I said, guess what, buddy? Get ready to learn Syracuse because you got sent down the next day. I was ready to hit someone.
By the way, you okay trading Abel now? Or is that okay yet?
Is that okay
or no?
Well, he's developing.
Oh, okay. Seven home runs in two games.
He might need to develop somewhere else.
He's developing.
215-592-9494. Ike, do you have something that's the worst?
I got several things. And the heat is a great place to start.
Yeah.
I mean, quite frankly, anything above 80 degrees is criminal. It just is. It should be illegal to have the heat to be where it's at right now and for the rest of this week. Only thing I can think of worse than heat, which we can't control, is something that we can't control. And that's people's driving on the expressway.
Oh, dude.
I mean, traffic and driving.
Dude, it's very bad right now.
I mean, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen out there. Here's what the majority of us as drivers feel. Get the hell out of the way. I mean, get to the
spoken
right.
Spoken like a true Jersey driver.
Get to the right.
Yeah, well, that's the truth.
Get out of the way.
Don't make me flash my brights.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't need to be riding your bumper.
Yes.
Like, get out of the way.
The left is for passing.
Yes.
Yes. It's for passing.
If you want to cruise like Miss Daisy, get over to the right-hand lane.
Can I say, the driving in the city and the expressway recently, the last 3 weeks has been atrocious.
And
it really has.
And the heat just makes it worse.
It makes it way worse. I'm sweaty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Seriously, the driving, I'm tired of it, man. I'm out here on the roads. I'm doing God's work. I'm trying to get to point A to point B.
You are?
I'm minding my business. I'm not messing with anyone, but don't slow me down.
Yeah.
Well, and Thursday and Friday with all the soccer people in town.
Oh, my God.
Dude. Added to it. I've never seen so many people on the road.
Dude, yeah.
The most ever, yeah. I think, was in recorded history was Thursday and Friday.
So for mine, I've mentioned this before, but it was reignited this weekend as I went to go see a movie I was very excited about on Friday night, 28 years later.
Oh, you went to the movies.
Then I went again to see it on Sunday by myself. I liked it so much.
Yeah,
Val was working. I was like, I'm going to go to the movie. And I'm trying out the new South Jersey theaters.
The same movie twice?
Yes. I was pretty excited.
The same weekend.
So, in 1 week.
Don't you have things to do?
No. It was yesterday afternoon. I didn't have anything to do. My wife's not home. I don't have anything to do. If I don't have a podcast to do, or there's no game on, I literally don't have anything to do. So what is the worst is, like, in every way, the cell phone in the movie theater is the worst.
Yeah.
Is the checking your tags.
You know, it's a pet peeve for you, yes.
I can't take it. Is the checking. Look, if you have to look at your phone in the middle of the movie, go out to the bathroom or don't go to the movies. And we're past the point. People don't really talk on the phone anymore.
Yeah, everybody texts.
Yeah, it's the light. Dude, I saw somebody in front of me scrolling Facebook. There's zombies on the screen killing somebody. What do you need to look at Facebook for? Give it 2 hours. Put your phone down.
Did you go with Hugh?
Well,
no.
Depending on what time you went to the movies,
yeah.
A lot could happen in that 2 hours.
Yeah, well, that's for sure.
We found that out on Saturday.
Well, yeah. But what are you going to do about it? You're going to jump in a B-2 bomber? Like, you know what I mean? Like, just put the phone away. I promise it'll be okay.
I'm with you on
that. I don't want to see the light. Yeah. I don't want to see any of it.
Hold on, where are you sitting that you catch everybody who has a phone on? Dude, are you sitting in the back?
You have to talk to Val about my peripheral vision with cell phones.
Yeah, but you're so obsessed with it. Just let it go.
Because it's so rude.
It's not rude.
It takes me out of the moment.
Well, can you let it take you out of the moment?
No!
Have some composure.
It's disrespectful. The phones are just out of control. Put it away at dinner. Put it away at the concert. Put it away at movies. Put it away!
Well, what about when you're driving?
There's no way to put it away at dinner and a concert. Movie, I can understand. Are you kidding? You can try to get these people to put away a phone at a dinner table?
Dude,
these people don't want to talk to each other anymore. We're not talking to each other.
What about at a red light?
No. It's illegal at a red light, so you're aware.
Just so you know. They see you with that phone in your hand. You're getting a ticket.
Yeah. Nobody's telling you anything anyway.
And somebody in my family found out.
Oh, really?
They got him?
No names.
Okay.
I think I got an idea.
Yeah, so do I.
No names.
All right. 205-592-9494. Joe and Ben Salem starts us off. Joe, you're on WIP.
Yo, happy Monday, y'all.
Happy Monday,
What's
Joe.
Up, Joe?
So, Ike, you need to let yourself get hurt.
Yeah.
You know, this is a different team. This is not the same team last year. Spike's got to be doing some victory laps right now because they're second in batting average.
Oh.
They're third in on-base percentage and they're third in hits. They're doing exactly what they came into this season to do. They're a different hitting team. They're an all-around better team. They got better starting pitching. They just got to make some moves in that bullpen, and this team could go to the World Series.
Yeah, good. What's holding them back?
Well, we got to wait till October. You just got to let yourself enjoy the season. And then when the postseason gets here, they just need to hit better. They can't go for hitting home runs. They're 14th in home runs, so they're not going for the home run ball this year.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Joe. You're telling me enjoying the team. And I'm enjoying the team. But here's what I'm saying. There's also a small part in my brain, maybe tucked in the back, that stills remember past failures. And I can't forget about those. So while I can be excited about what's happening, I was excited about the weekend. I was very excited they won this series. But my excitement has a cap on it. And the postseason and what has happened in the past plays a lot into that psyche. And I'm not going to blame fans for sort of having that mentality. I think, obviously, you look at the ballpark. It's sold out. Like, fans are obviously paying attention to the Phillies. But I think there's still that small piece of us in the back of our minds that says, I've seen this before. What is it going to look like when we get to October? How can I feel totally confident when the number two starter, maybe not in actuality right now. But the number two starter from starts in a regular season, postseason, and postseason success, like Aaron Nola's right there. So we're not going to have him. Matter of fact, you ask anybody, they would say, good, we don't have Aaron Nola. But we're also putting faith in guys who haven't pitched in the postseason yet. Right, Bryce Harper is dealing with a wrist injury that he's had since last year that they can't particularly find out exactly what's wrong. There's no surgical procedure that can make it better and fix it. He's just dealing with pain. Right, he had an entire offseason to let that pain go away, and 2 months into the season, it's back. So I don't know how long does Bryce Harper have to be off before he comes back and he plays for a month and the pain in his wrist comes back and now he's not the Bryce Harper that we need him to be in September and October. Like how can I eliminate all that from my train of thought?
Yeah, they're 41-30 without Nola, Harper, and Alvarado.
In the regular season.
I get that. But you got to also remember, where were we as Eagles fans after before the bye last year? We were like, "Oh, this team is going to collapse. This team is going to crumble."
Well, and some people were. I was not. So I was not one of those people.
I was right there.
Some people were. I was not one of those people. As I was yelling that it was 13 games still to go in the season, we wanted to fire the head coach, and the season was over. That wasn't me. That being said, football is a lot different than baseball. Football's a lot different than baseball. Like for me with baseball, like Spike could tell you, I probably irritated him late last year with how much faith I had in the Phillies last year going into the postseason.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I probably did. And what did that get me?
Yeah,
Joe?
I'm going to be the irritating one all year?
Yeah, like, well, where did that get me, Joe? I tried to believe in him last year, and it didn't work out that way for me.
But got your pockets fatter with all the Lindor home runs you bet on.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
That was back over the weekend, by the way.
Hey, Joe, next question today. Tell us something that's the worst.
Telemarketers.
Big answer.
Yeah.
They're kind of dead, though, right? We don't do telemarketing.
No, they're still there.
More than ever. I actually answer the phone now.
I'm sure
no.
you do.
No!
I do. Because you know what I do? I stop them and I say, hey, I feel like they get yelled at all the time. So yeah. I'm like, I appreciate the job that you're doing. Please take me off your list. I'm never going to say yes
this
to what you're calling
amazing.
For.
All
yes.
class.
Yep.
All class.
I'm never saying yes.
But if a person's on their phone in a yes. movie theater, you're going to bite their head off.
Yes.
Yes. Meanwhile, a telemarketer is doing nothing but bothering you.
Well, yeah, I don't have to answer. Look, all I'm saying is I'm paying, what, $12 to be in the theater for myself.
Right.
We're paying another $40 for two popcorns, two sodas.
Right.
I'm in for $75 to see a two-hour movie. You put your friggin' phone away for 2 hours. Just put it away.
I agree.
Lock it up in one of those things.
I'm more astonished by you and your handling of the telemarketer.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Seriously, whoever spends that much time being considerate of
a
telemarketer?
I just give 30 seconds. I appreciate the job that you're doing. Please don't ever call me again. All right. 215-592-9494.
I've never done that
before. Yeah. Are you ready to
don't answer.
Oh, yeah. But then they're just going to keep calling.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, it's not like they've stopped calling me. Maybe they're saying to each other, you know, this guy actually answers. 215-592-9494. Are you ready to put the past Phillies failures behind you and truly believe? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.